big news. Newsmax just went public on the New York Stock Exchange. And millions like you are joining our news revolution. Newsmax is now the fourth highest rated news channel, just behind CNN. Reuters says we're one of the top news brands in America. 40 million Americans go to Newsmax for shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty, and more. So download our free Newsmax app on your smartphone or TV and start watching. President Trump says Newsmax is truly terrific. Get the free Newsmax app and check out Newsmax shares on the stock exchange. Go to NewsmaxInvest.com. That's NewsmaxInvest.com. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities, nor shall there be any sale of securities in any jurisdiction in which such an offer would be unlawful.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. A Baltimore man has been sentenced for aiding and abetting a murder in 2022. Zion Thompson will spend over 22 years in federal prison for his role in the death of Miguel Soto Diaz, who was found murdered at the scene of a Baltimore fire. Soto Diaz was held hostage for 200 pounds of marijuana and $50,000 after traveling from California to Maryland for a drug deal. Thompson placed a FaceTime call to Soto Diaz's son and showed him that his father was duct taped, gagged, and tied to a chair. Soto Diaz was later found dead from gunshot wounds. Anne Arundel County Police recovered pounds of marijuana and lots of cash during a drug bust in the parking lot of a Pasadena Royal Farms. Officers say they saw suspected drug activity outside of the store on Mountain Road Tuesday morning, and they approached to check the occupied vehicle. Officers conducted a search after seeing drug paraphernalia in plain view, and it turned up nearly 6 pounds of suspected weed and more than $14,000 in cash. Stein on Sports on the Fox 45 weather forecast next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online, timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Welcome back, Colton Cowser.
Cowser hits it well out to left field. A Rosarena going back, turn it around. It is gone. Welcome back, Colton Cowser.
Ben Wagner with the call on Masson. Cowser's first game back from the IL after missing 54, a success, propelling the Birds to a 5-1 series opening win over the Mariners. Baltimore with 13 hits in all. Tomo Sugano with 7 innings of one-run ball. And the Birds have now won 4 in a row for the first time this season. After the game, Cowser on his return.
Felt good to be back. Legs were shaking a little bit the first day. But I don't know, I got to get a little nerves out of the way, but a lot of fun being back.
Best stretch of the season for Baltimore, winning 7 of their last 9. They'll try to extend that tonight with Kate Povich on the Hill at 9:40 p.m. Getting to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in 25 years, not good enough for the Knickerbockers, who fired head coach Tom Thibodeau yesterday. In his 5 years leading New York, Thibodeau made the playoffs 4 times. Coming up in 30 minutes, a Raven says no to the Olympics. And that is Stein on Sports.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM, because when we stand together, We thrive together.
At 9:06, here's the forecast from the Fox 45 Weather Authority.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild for your Wednesday morning with temperatures in the 50s and 60s. Heading toward the afternoon, cranking up that heat and humidity. High temps in the upper 80s. Could see some lower 90s, but that feels like temperature is definitely going to be up there. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
73 degrees in Westminster, 72 in Easton, and 72 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. It is Wednesday morning. This is a little program note for you. I will be out tomorrow and Friday, but Andrew Lager, the great Andrew Lager, I know a lot of people love Andrew. I do too. He will be with you for Thursday and Friday. So get excited about that. But we're going to get right into a lot of the big headlines yesterday. Elon Musk, yep, he still has a lot to say about the big, beautiful bill. Senator Rand Paul has had a lot to say. Stephen Miller has a lot to say. According to Speaker Mike Johnson, he says that Elon Musk is wrong. He says terribly wrong about the beautiful bill. We're going to get into all of that. We really are. Also, I wanted to mention this yesterday, but I'm glad that I didn't, because now we have some more details about a body that was found in a burning car in Davidsonville, Maryland. Now, this was a sick and heinous, tragic murder. And I just, you know, I kept seeing the posts, I kept seeing the news reports, and I kept thinking, like, what is the motive here? What is the motive? Now, I can say this. I don't know exactly, just like the police right now, don't know exactly what the motive is. But now that we have more puzzle pieces, I think we can all put this together ourselves. We also learned a tidbit information more about the two suspects here involved. Now, of course, they are innocent till proven guilty. But it sounds to me and it looks to me that they've got a ton of evidence against some very young individuals that were involved in this sick murder. So we'll get into that. Also, you had the Baltimore City Police Department in front of City Hall's, City Hall's residents, right? The city council members. it's funny because I think you guys, you might have noticed if you listened to the show long enough, I don't talk about the city council members in Baltimore City as much as I used to. Because I felt like it was just this broken record that, and I still feel this way, where it's never going to get any better, okay? We've got individuals on city council, they play musical chairs, right? Zeke Cohen went from his district, now he's a city council president, and then you used to have Nick Mosby, he was a city council member, and then he went to city council president, then he got booted. You had Mayor Brandon Scott, he was once a city council member, before that he was with Stephanie Rawlings-Blake, then he went to be the interim city council president because of everything that happened with Mayor Catherine Pugh, and now he's the mayor. The whole thing, it's like they play musical chairs, nothing ever gets any better, and the individuals across the city of Baltimore, they continue to elect the same people and they just move to different seats. But then every year, right, especially around this time, every summer, we always hear from all the residents, it's so dangerous, it's so this, and we don't have that. And it's like, well, why are you playing musical chairs with these fools? Like, why do you continue to do this to yourselves? This is all self-inflicted. So if you've noticed, I don't talk about city council members as much as I used to, because it's really not all on them. Right. The voters aren't so bright at this point. And I don't know how else to put it. But we are going to talk about some of the budget requests that happened at City Hall yesterday. One very large one from Baltimore City Police Department. And I love the fact that we have some sound on Councilman Zeke or from Councilman Zeke Cohen on this, because we discussed this just a little bit yesterday. We were talking about BGE and the fact that Councilman Zeke Cohen said to me on X that I had no idea what I was talking about. And the BGE employee that called the show, apparently he has no idea what he's talking about. You know, Zeke Cohen knows all, right? He knows everything. And so we are going to talk a little bit about the Baltimore City Police, because many of those that played musical chairs on city council, many of those individuals that are so shocked right now that they are short staffed at BPD, by the way, they all called to defund the police. they wanted to have more social workers involved. Where are those social workers, by the way? Brian, the producer, have we seen social workers on the scene in Baltimore City or anywhere else of a crime? No, we haven't. It turns out social workers also know how dangerous Baltimore City is, and they want nothing to do with it. Well, you know, if you call for more social workers, the least you could have done is make sure you had social workers ready to go to put them on the payroll. That's the least you could have done, right? Is to make sure that they were actually there standing beside you, but they didn't do that. Also, at 11 o'clock hour, we'll be joined by Brian with Free State Gun Range. And we're going to talk about this Supreme Court decision. I wanted to talk about it yesterday. Obviously, they've got a lot going on at Free State, which is good news, by the way. That's good news. There are more and more people in Maryland that are every single day that are training, getting their carry permits. I love it. I love it. And so before Brian finishes his conversation about the Supreme Court, I will ask him to share with you different ways that you can go about getting your carry permit. You know, you talk to you about some of the training and, you know, some of the different guns that might be best suited for you. Because I'll tell you now, I did not know which gun I could handle best until I actually went in to Free State, and I did like this little mini course with Brian, and I found out the best gun for me personally is the revolver. I had no idea. I had no idea. You know, I watched the rap videos like everybody else. I was turning the Glock to the side, pow, pow, pow. You know, I didn't know. I didn't know that the kickback on those guys are a lot more than I imagined. And it might be just because I'm a little on the small side. It might not be much of a kickback for you. But anyways, when Brian gets on the show at 11 o'clock, we'll ask him more about that. Because at this point in time, especially looking at the crime across Maryland, you're going to have to protect yourselves. And I'm not saying that to say that our police aren't doing a fantastic job, because they obviously are. They obviously are. But I'm saying that because when you go to call the police, okay, they're minutes away, and you might not have minutes, all right? So we'll get into all that at 11 o'clock. So stay right there. I'm telling you, it's going to be a great show. Also, if you ever want to chime in on anything that we're talking about, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. You can also text me in the text line. I am very honored, and I feel very privileged that you guys choose to listen to Kim Klasick Live every weekday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon. I know you have options, but you're here, and I thank you for that. So if you ever get out of the car or away from your radio, don't forget, we've got the free app. Just go to the App Store, type in WCBM, and you can listen to the show on the go. All right, the big, beautiful bill. This is getting kind of scary, all right? Nothing pretty about this bill right now. Now, there are many of you that said that you didn't like the big, beautiful bill. And I said, look, I totally understand it. Then we talked about the fact that Stephen Miller was trying to get ahead of some of the news reports. Remember that during Memorial Day weekend? He was like, boom, he was out there. He was on the White House lawn. He was putting out tweets. He was like, look, you know, we're going to save money. I promise you, this isn't going to go into the debt. And then we got here the next day, remember on Tuesday, we were talking about it. We were like, well, wait a minute, Stephen. Wait just a minute. Look, I am no mathematician, but I can tell you right now that this isn't saving us any money, okay? I know basic math at least, all right? And Stephen Miller is still saying today, by the way, that it is not going to add to the deficit, you know, the trillion dollars tab that we already have here in this country. But many people are weighing in and saying that's just not possible. And I'm with those people. Okay. And this is somebody, I like Stephen Miller a lot. I really do. I think that he is extremely intelligent. And I guess, you know, when I'm looking at what's going on with this, I don't know why he's continuing to push this narrative and this talking point. I don't get it. I understand there's a bureaucracy. I understand that there's a swamp. I understand that there are Republicans. You know what? We talked about this. There are Republicans that were receiving money from USAID. There are Republicans that are receiving money from this budget that has now have been cut. And I told you guys, there are people, Republicans in D.C., that were getting an earful because they were getting phone calls from Republican voters saying, you better tell Trump to chill out. And so I wonder, this is me asking questions, I wonder if Stephen Miller and friends are now faced with those calls from those Republicans saying, chill. I do wonder. But here's the thing, and I know that there are going to be people that aren't going to be happy with this, but this is what we voted for. We voted to close the border. We voted for deporting all these illegal immigrants. I know I voted for them to also go after the employers that were hiring these illegal immigrants. And I voted for the cuts. I voted for DOGE. I was excited. I still wanted Elon Musk to work with Vivek Ramaswamy on this stuff. I was really excited about it. I'm still excited about it. And so now we're having this conversation. Speaker Mike Johnson, as I mentioned, he said that Elon Musk is terribly wrong about how he feels about the Big Beautiful Bill. Here's what he put out yesterday at 1:31 p.m. He says, this is Elon Musk. I'm sorry, but I just can't stand it anymore. This massive, outrageous, pork-filled congressional spending bill is a disgusting abomination. Shame on those who voted for it. You know you did wrong. You know it. All right, that was Elon Musk. That was Elon Musk. Now, thanks to our friend Barbara, and she was absolutely correct in this, we heard that Marjorie Taylor Greene was going to introduce these single-issue bills to basically implement some of these cuts that they wanted to get done at DOGE. I'm still asking the question, where are those bills, number one? And number two, why are people so upset if we are going to do this with single-issue bills? I guess that's where I'm confused. If we're still going to get this done, why are people so upset? Is it just because it's the initial reaction? Are we just trying to get donations off of this? Like, let me know, you know? Because I want to know how to go about this conversation. I'm a little confused on this. So here is Senator Rand Paul, by the way. Senator Rand Paul, he had some comments to make yesterday. Take a listen.
In a separate post, Trump said there's a false narrative about spending in this bill. He said it is, quote, single biggest spending cut in history by far. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul joins me now. Mr. Senator, I know you want more spending cuts included in the bill. Can you tell us what specifically you'd want to cut?
Yeah, it's even more than that. The biggest objection I have to the bill is adding $5 trillion to the debt ceiling. I'm actually very supportive of the tax cuts. I don't accept the CBO notion that the tax cuts will lead to deficits. The reason I believe there'll be more deficits is they're raising the debt ceiling $5 trillion. We know that this year, most of the Republicans, not me, voted to continue the Biden spending levels in March. So we're going to go through September of this year, and the deficit for this year is going to be over $2 trillion. If you're borrowing $5 trillion, that makes me think you're going to add over $2 trillion, maybe $2.8 trillion next year. So it doesn't show me that you've turned around. If you look at the spending cuts, it's complicated because it's $1.5 trillion. It sounds like this enormous number, but it's over 10 years, so it's $150 billion a year. They're also increasing spending for the military and for the border, $300 billion. That's actually more than all the DOGE cuts that we've found so far.
All right, and that was Senator Rand Paul. He was on Fox Business. And he was giving us the basic math. This is very simple math, okay? When you're thinking about what he just said, and this is what Stephen Miller. So Stephen Miller, by the way, and in case you don't know, he's the advisor there at the White House. Stephen Miller responded to this clip on Fox Business. And he says the score, Ron, is the size of the tax cut. The bill slashes spending almost $2 trillion. Also, why doesn't Rand Paul ever fight this hard to deport illegals? So I thought, okay, so now he's kind of deflecting a little there, right? So Rand Paul, he gives those comments. Stephen Miller, that was his comment on that post of Rand Paul pointing out the simple math. So we're going to continue to talk about this. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I do want to hear what you have to say about this bill. I don't think Rand Paul's math is wrong. I think it is correct. And I know Stephen Miller and President Trump, they're selling something totally different right now. Again, I would be happy if we saw the DOGE cuts and single issue bills. Where are those? Also, Marjorie Taylor Greene made a big confession yesterday as well in regards to this bill. So we'll get into that. First, let's go over to our friend Tim Herb with RBC Wealth Management. He's got today's Morning Market Flash. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good morning, Kim. Happy Wednesday. How are you?
I'm doing well. Happy Wednesday.
This might be the first streak of morning market flashes going back in quite some time where we've actually had some sunshine.
Oh, yeah.
Both on Monday, and then here we go, come on Wednesday morning, and we're getting a nice sunny week, so that's good, right? It's positive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Keep the mojo going as far as the weather. As far as the economy is concerned, very interesting. We had some gains yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up about 0.5% yesterday, Kim. The S&P 500 also up 0.5%. And then the NASDAQ, index, which is a heavily technology-based index, up slightly higher, 0.8%. What's interesting yesterday, though, in Tuesday's trading, Kim, both the S&P and the NASDAQ reversed early market or pre-market declines to finish higher for the second straight day. And after yesterday's gains, Kim, the S&P 500 index now sits less than 3%, which is amazing, from its 52-week high after that tumultuous decline we saw that began in late March and in early April, following, of course, President Trump's reciprocal tariff announcement. The NASDAQ, meanwhile, is less than 4% from its recent high, and the Dow less than 6% from its high. So we're inching our way back, it seems like, here in the last couple of weeks, back to, or at least reasonably close to, the 52-week highs for all three of the major indexes. Now, this morning, we are seeing, Kim, futures in particular, the S&P 500 futures are giving up some of the gains yesterday. We're seeing the ADP, of course, jobs report increasing or raising some worries about the overall state of the economy. So right now, it does appear, again, Dow futures hovering around that flat line. I can tell you specifically they're off about 12 points for the Dow Jones. S&P up slightly about a point, maybe 1.25 points, while the NASDAQ is essentially flat as I give you the read here, right here this morning. So right now, the Dow possibly could be on track for its fifth day of gains, although again, this week jobs data has knocked futures slightly into the red, but we'll have to wait and see because the S&P 500 and NASDAQ are both higher. But a report from payrolls processing firm ADP, Kim, showed that payrolls increased only 37,000 for the month. That's less than the downwardly revised 60,000 jobs in April and below the consensus forecast of 110,000, which economists kind of polled by the Dow Jones were expecting. So we're seeing, again, interesting data coming out of the economy. NVIDIA as an individual company continuing its gain pre-market here this morning, along with Broadcom, supporting futures in technology, Meta Platforms, and Alphabet also ticking higher here before the bell, Kim. So there we have it for this morning's Morning Market Flash. I'll rejoin you all on Friday morning, and have a great day.
Thanks. You too.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, information, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles and others at PressBoxOnline.com. PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com.
The Sean Hannity Show.
For anybody that has ever wanted limited government and more freedom, this is probably the only opportunity that we will have in our lifetime to get rid of waste and fraud and abuse. And they're talking about cutting $2 trillion. I think they're serious as hell, and I think it will happen as long as Republican lawmakers go along with what their recommendations are. Those recommendations are expected on July 4th of 2026.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This portion of the Kim Klasick Show is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 30 years, on the web at maflaw.com.
All right, not terrible news there from Tim Herb with RBC Wealth Management. Don't forget, he'll bring us the Morning Market Flash again on Friday morning. He'll be with Andrew Langer, who is sitting in for me. And so hopefully you'll end the week on a brighter note. We were talking about the big, beautiful bill. There are a lot of Republicans that are at odds with one another. You do have a few senators that are not excited about this big, beautiful bill, one being Senator Rand Paul. He did explain the basic math and how I see it, and I think how many people see it. I got a text here from John. John says, Kim, I think as long as Trump's tariffs, reinvestment in America, et cetera, work, I think in the long run it will bring down the deficit. But that's a big if. So to me, it is a gamble, like rolling the dice, and Trump is hoping to get a pair of sixes. Yeah, John, it is a big gamble, and I would be, just fine, just happy, okay, with this gamble if they, in fact, introduce some of these Doge cuts as single-issue bills. I thought that was the plan. Was it not the plan? That was the plan! Oh, man. All right. So then, before the break, I told you we had this huge revelation from Marjorie Taylor Greene yesterday. And she's getting a lot of heat here. Now, as Marjorie Taylor Greene, she was the one that told us that she was going to do these single-issue bills. Now, I did see where there are a lot of other people also talking about MTG bringing the single-issue bills. So I'm like, all right, good. So I'm not on my own on this one. And one of those people being Congressman Tim Burchett out of Knoxville, Tennessee. So he was talking about it, too. So I was like, okay. So, you know, it doesn't have to be just on MTG. Perhaps there could be other members of Congress that are America First. Perhaps they could step up and do their job. Well, this was another confession from Marjorie Taylor Greene about the big, beautiful bill yesterday. Take a listen to this. She says, full transparency, I did not know about this section, this is a bill, on pages 278 and 279. First and foremost, before I go any further, did we not all agree that we were going to have these quote-unquote comprehensive bills so that they could easily read them, so that we wouldn't have this issue? Didn't they say this going into 119th Congress? You see, this is why, look, to my Republicans at Capitol Hill, this is why there are a lot of people not so happy right now. Okay, because you're reneging on some of this stuff. And I'm fine with saying it. I'm fine. I'm still going to go to the cocktail parties. But I will I will tell you about yourself, too. Well, Marjorie Taylor Greene goes on to say, of the OBB, the Big Beautiful Bill, that strips states of the right to make laws or regulate AI for 10 years. Marjorie says, I am adamantly opposed to this, and it is a violation of state rights, and I would have voted no if I had known this was in there. Yes, so she's confessing that on pages 278 to 279, there is a little caveat there that strips the power from the states and puts it into the federal government's hands in regulating AI. Now, I knew this was coming. I think you guys knew this was coming because that's why you had Mark Zuckerberg, Mr. Google, and all these other people at inauguration. Remember Zuckerberg said, oh, I want to be Mr. AI. And everybody was like, no, chill out, Mark. Chill out. You're getting a little handsy. You know, it's like, you know, back up a little bit. We've got some smart people, you know, more than Meta. All right. But he was, from my view, he was at inauguration trying to make this deal with President Trump to be Mr. AI. So, like Marjorie Taylor Greene, many of us do not want to see this handled on the federal level. And we said that then, right, when Zuckerberg was down there. And so she's now confessing that she didn't read this part of the bill. And I'm looking, I'm like, 278, 279, that's the pages it was on? Why? Why are there more than 300 pages? Why are there more than 100 pages of this bill? Why are there more than 50 pages of this bill? I guess that's why they call it the big, beautiful bill. So now she's saying that she's upset with it. She's calling on those members in the Senate to actually amend this bill and take 278, 279, take those pages out of there so that states can control AI on their front. This has been a mess. I almost want them to just scrap it and start over because it's not adding up. It's not adding up. All right. We'll continue this conversation when we get back. Also, the question of the day for all those that visit Ocean City, this question is for you.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Payroll processor ADP checking in with its May employment report says just 37,000 private sector jobs created last month. President Trump says it's high time for the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates to spur economic growth. He is terribly wrong. House Speaker Mike Johnson's assessment of Elon Musk's stand on the president's One Big Beautiful Bill, Musk condemning the GOP budget and tax cut bill as an abomination. As the clock struck midnight, the tariffs on imported steel and aluminum doubled to 50%. President Trump authorized that sharp increase. Federal regulators may soon take another look at the abortion pill mifepristone. And some of the country's midsection, including parts of Missouri, have been pounded by fierce storms, bringing destructive winds and flash flooding. Stock futures lower on Wall Street ahead of the opening bell. This is SRN News.
Hey, Sean Casey here. If you're thinking about home improvements, let me tell you about a company I personally stand behind, AES Builders and Home Improvements. For over 35 years, AES has built trust by delivering top-quality additions and remodeling. When they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. Having earned 43-plus Super Service Awards and an A-plus rating with a Better Business Bureau, AES is all about integrity and craftsmanship. They never cut corners, never bid to subcontractors, and always offer the best work at the lowest price. Plus, their free concierge service makes sure you get exactly what you want. And here's a great spring offer for the first 25 new customers calling in. AES will take $2,500 off any additions, kitchen, or bath remodeling. So call 1-800-787-SAVE. That's 1-800-787-SAVE. Or go to aeshome.us. AES, when they're done, you'll be happy. Don't forget, with that special offer, call now, 1-800-787-SAVE.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Most Oreo fans didn't know much about Tomo Sugano before the season began, but they do now.
Hits it hard. A hop handle by Holiday. Henderson's got one. And over to first to get two. And get Sugano through six innings, a one-run ball.
Ben Wagner with the call on Masson. Key out for Sugano, getting the powerful Cal Raleigh to end the sixth. And Sugano ends up going seven complete in a 5-1 O's win over Seattle. After the game, the 35-year-old rookie drawing praise from his manager.
I don't know if we knew what to expect, but this guy's an MVP in Japan. He's a Cy Young Award winner in Japan. He's been incredible there. So I think now as we kind of see it here, it makes sense.
Ravens hit the practice field yesterday as week two of the OTAs commenced in Owings Mills. A lot of talk this year about the owners agreeing to allow the players to participate in Olympic flag football. Wide receiver Zay Flowers is not impressed.
I just here to play my tackle football. I ain't really worried about going to the Olympics. I'm trying to win a Super Bowl.
Exactly. Coming up in 30 minutes, some Steeler fans are up in arms. And that is Stein on Sports.
Grandma's coming! Grandma's
coming! No. What am I going to do with this house? I don't have the energy this year to listen to her critique my cleaning and how this place looks.
Call Maid Pro!
I know. I'll call Maid Pro. Their 49-point checklist will keep your grandmother quiet and get this place back in shape and up to her standards.
Can we have candy, please?
Oh, God.
Call Maid Pro, 410-529-5960 or maidpro.com, because grandma's standards aren't standard.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're tracking temperatures that will be quite a bit warmer for the afternoon under partly cloudy skies. Look for highs in the mid to upper 80s. Could even see a few lower 90s by the end of the day. Also going to see some more of that humidity as we reach the afternoon. Temps stay well above average into Thursday. And we are tracking our next weather maker with some showers Friday and into Saturday as well. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Heating and cooling contractors. Savings and opportunity are in the air. Grow your business with rebates and incentives on high-efficiency equipment with BGE's Residential HVAC program. Get started at bgesmartenergy.com/contractor.
It's Baltimore's biggest night for freedom, faith, and the future. Join the Baltimore City Republican Party for the 2025 Lincoln Reagan Douglas Dinner, Friday, June 27th at the Best Western on O'Donnell Street, just off I-95. Hear from national conservative voice Armstrong Williams, author, commentator, and co-owner of the Baltimore Sun. Enjoy an American Legion color guard. Sing God Bless America and start the night off with our exclusive VIP reception. Then the evening kicks off into high gear with dancing and a live DJ. Don't miss Maryland's premier GOP event. Tickets at BaltimoreDinner.com.
Celebrating 100 years of protecting your family's most priceless moments. Then, now, always. ErieInsurance.com. That's ErieInsurance.com.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, the big, beautiful bill on this beautiful Wednesday morning. Man, oh, man, Republicans are not happy. Well, anyways, before the break, we were talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene. She admitted that she didn't actually read all of the big, beautiful bill. And then she admitted that had she read it through. If you can imagine the comments on that post, by the way. Oh, gosh, she's getting filleted. You know what? Props to her for actually being very transparent about it. Because not a lot of people would do that. Not a lot of people. Well, anyways, she's saying that the states should handle the AI issue. She believes doing it on the federal level will just cause more chaos. And I agree with her on the fact that, you know, when you do it on the federal level and they have like this monopoly over it, there are going to be people like Mark Zuckerberg, who was against Trump and Trump supporters. Remember, he only liked Trump once it was clear that Trump was meeting Kamala. Do you recall that? So I don't really know where this guy is on censorship or free speech. I really don't know. And so if you put him ahead of AI, he's going to control it for the entire country. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Get that out of there. Get that out of there. And I do. Look, I'm for less government, not big government. And I think that it should be a state issue. And I also think they need to really, in my view, I mean, if I was on Capitol Hill, I would be asking Speaker Mike Johnson, should we put something together, you know, whether it's some kind of committee or task force or something, where we are just at least checking in on AI and staying in the know, and also developing, you know, just not just innovative ideas, but there are companies and organizations out there that can really assist with handling AI in a way that wouldn't be so dangerous to us. Because I don't know about you guys, but right now, the way I see it, we've got other countries that are way ahead of us with AI. And many people are talking about how dangerous AI is. And it's like, all right, well, if it's that dangerous, why aren't we number one? I mean, I don't want this in the hands of China. I don't want them to be above and beyond us. So I don't know. A lot of this stuff surrounding AI, a little scary. We had the question the other day whether or not you guys were, you know, kind of leery about AI entering the workforce. Many of you said that you were worried. I think it was over 70% that took part in that poll. It is. It's worrisome. It is. All right. So beyond that, I just wanted to let you know also where we are. So 2 hours ago, we are seeing posts on X from members of Congress. They're saying that as of next week, they'll be able to finally get to vote on a few of these DOGE cuts. That's what they're saying now. Again, they're saying that this is going to happen next week. Now, I know for a fact that Congress is in session, and I even know that a lot of the members of Congress, they're not even going home this weekend. So hopefully that means that they're going to work really hard on making sure that these DOGE cuts, you know, the way that they present them in these bills, hopefully it makes sense. Hopefully it's not, quote unquote, comprehensive, so people can easily read these bills, including you and I. And I hope that they get it done. Now, of course, with all of this happening with this big, beautiful bill, there are some people asking Gunther. He's like a podcaster. He said, whose idea was it to wait until next week to vote on some of these DOGE cuts? That's a good question. Now, he actually had a response from Marjorie Taylor Greene, and she said, not me. I don't actually schedule the votes. She says, I can't vote for DOGE cuts fast enough. Now, she also said that she heard several things. One, that they are whipping votes to make sure that the DOGE cuts pass. She says, I know in my mind, it's mind-numbing to think that some Republicans wouldn't vote to cut NPR, PBS, and even USAID. But unfortunately, we do have some people that are not going to vote yes. So if, in my view, that most likely means either Thomas Massie, right? Because he's got to be the contrarian. That's like his shtick. He's got to be that guy. Or is people in the Senate. There's people in the Senate that, and I know many of you probably would label them rhinos, Republican in name only. I think Dan Crenshaw is another one out of Texas. For some reason, he's a little iffy on things. You do wonder where his loyalty lies. And so we don't have, unfortunately, a House or Senate that has a majority of America First Republicans. And so you do have these issues. So if Marjorie's saying that, and that's why this is taking so long, I want to believe it. Because otherwise, from my understanding, she was supposed to introduce this stuff on Monday. Didn't happen. And maybe that's why. Also, real quick, just so you know, next week when it comes to DOGE cuts, They're anticipating on voting for $9.4 billion in cuts within the first bill that they introduce for DOGE cuts. So again, that's $9.4 billion with a B. Not a ton of money looking at the debt, but it is something. So if they continue down this road, what Stephen Miller is saying makes a little more sense. And also what you were saying, John, in the text line about the tariffs and the reinvestment, when you put all this together, you can see the cuts. But all of this is just if. It's like, well, maybe, right? It's hypothetical. So it's a little nerve-wracking. It's definitely a gamble. No one said this is going to be easy. But if anybody can get it done, I think it's President Trump. So, you know, I will sit back and I will watch it happen. I guess my disappointment these days has been with some of the Republicans in Congress. They're not moving very quickly. We saw them on vacation for the past, two or so weeks. And when it comes to the big, beautiful bill, I did say to you guys I was going to vote for it, and I still would have voted for it if we had the DOGE cuts in the single issue bills, which I thought that we could do from the very beginning. I know we talked about this, you know, over a week ago. So we'll continue to take a look at this. We'll keep our eyes on it. As I noted before, you've got Andrew Langer on Thursday and Friday, and I know for a fact he is going to be talking about this. Looks like I do have somebody here that wants to weigh in, which is great. I got Scott in Kingsville. Scott, did you want to weigh in?
Yes, please. Elon Musk and this buzz now, everybody wants to bash President Trump. By jingo, the man isn't running just a little snowball stand. The country, I mean, I have no idea how he can stay up on everything he does, and he does the best he can, and if that isn't good enough, tough. His history is he gets results. So sometimes you just got to trust his wisdom, trust he knows what he's doing, trust in his back pocket he has things he doesn't want to put out everything. A good business guy understands even if he makes a mistake, he's going to correct it later. You don't have to hold his hand or whatever. But to bash President Trump when his end product always shows results is ridiculous. Let the thing play out, and then before people bash him, because, my God, you can't ask for an individual to do more than he does.
No, Scott, you're spot on. Look, nobody else would have got it done or even had the conversation. So President Trump was the best that we could get to even start this ball rolling, you know, so I agree with you.
And it isn't like running a business where you control everything. No, he has to go to Congress. He has to go to Senate. So like it or not, you have to do a little kiss, you know what, but he'll adjust whatever he had to do, because in order to get something through, sometimes you got to eat a little crow, because it isn't like running a business where he makes all the decisions. No, he's got to play a certain amount of games with some of these people and pacify them. So there again, I wish the general public would back off and say, look, his history shows he's a good man. He's concerned about the country. We elected him president. Leave him alone. Don't nitpick him. I'm so sick and tired of everybody nitpicking that man. Jiminy Christmas, he does more in a day than President Biden did in 4 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Scott, no, I'm right there with you. Thank you so much for weighing in. I hope
you
have a great week. No, thank you. I'm right there with Scott. Obviously, you know, if anybody's going to get this done, it's President Trump. And people do have to remember, like, all of this, you know, the debt, the decisions that were made, USAID, and clear money laundering schemes all over the place. This wasn't all done in a day. It wasn't all done in, you know, the first or even 200 days. So it's not going to be this quick turnaround. But I think what many of us do want to see is to make sure that there's a light at the end of this tunnel. And so when you do the basic math, there are a lot of what ifs. And I can see how some people are a little uncomfortable with the what ifs. You also have to remember, coming up here on the midterms, right? You've got elections around the corner. We are in a position, and I say we as Republicans, we're in a position where we can still lose the majority in the House and the Senate. So we have to be very thoughtful on how we approach some of these issues, because, again, you do have members of Congress in some of these swing districts that can go back and forth. I think I mentioned before, Anna Paulina Luna, she has to fight hard every single time to make sure she doesn't lose that seat to a Democrat. Okay, so there are districts that are like right there on the cusp. So we don't want to lose seats. Obviously, we want to gain seats in 2026, but at the same time, you know, promises made have to be promises kept. I've got Joe in Baltimore. Joe, you wanted to weigh in?
I did. Yes, ma'am. It was just a matter of time before Elon and Trump started butting heads. I was just looking at my clock, waiting 6 months. That's about 5 months, about right. But yeah, I mean, this bill is hypocritical. Like you said, I hate to agree with Elon, because I don't know what Elon's head's at right now, but this bill is hypocritical. You know, you got all these cuts. You're cutting the government. They had a chainsaw on stage, but now you're going to add all this money to the deficit, and then you're going to tell us that it's not adding any money to the deficit or the debt. It's hypocritical. And then the reason for this, I mean, think about what's the biggest part of this bill is these tax cuts. And these tax cuts from 35 corporate tax cuts, 35, 21%, going to cost us trillions of dollars. over the next year. That's straight facts. And you know, I'm not making this stuff up. It's going to cost trillions of dollars, right? But then he'll get in front of people, get in front of the cameras and say, oh, yeah, we cut, you know, research for transgender mice. What he gets wrong, again, is transgenic mice. That's research using mice for research for cancer, which he actually cut cancer research by 31%. But then you herald up DJ at your State of the Union and say, hey, this kid, you know, look at this kid. He's, you know, he's surviving cancer. Good for him. Let's make him an honorary Secret Service agent. But then you cut cancer research. Okay? It's hypocritical. For what? For tax cuts? Can those tax cuts benefit the wealthiest people? You can say, oh, benefits the middle class, too. It doesn't. It benefits people making over $114,000 a year. It benefits corporate firm owners, corporations. It benefits the wealthiest people. So why are we cutting cancer research to give tax cuts to people who have money? Doesn't make any sense. All right, you got Stephen Miller. Stephen Miller's crying. Stephen Miller's mad because Elon took his wife. Let's be honest about that, all right? Stephen Miller's mad because Elon took his wife. And good for her. You know, you might as well go up and, you know, date a billionaire, even though he's on drugs. The whole thing about this Doge thing and you know, cutting government spending, it's all a ruse. They didn't even cut as much as they said. First it was $2 trillion. Then it was $1 trillion. Oh, then we cut $150 billion. It's really worse. You didn't cut it that much at all. If anything, all this proved to me was how efficiently the government is actually working, because I expected them to actually get $1 trillion in waste, fraud, and abuse, but they couldn't find it. That means that the government is working better than we thought it was. But they want to tell you it's not. Cut cancer research, cut Medicaid, cut Social Security, cut all the things that benefit us, museums, natural parks, all of that, just to give these people a tax cut. Hypocritical.
Joe, let me ask you a question, Joe, and I'm glad that you're weighed in there. And I don't disagree on everything there. I will say up front, I don't know who Stephen Miller's wife is, and I don't know about the whole Elon relationship. But that's neither, you know, here nor there. What I will say is this. When you're talking about the cuts that are being made and you're saying that they haven't found this $1 trillion in cuts, do you think and believe that they would have found that within 150 days?
Do I think they would have found it in 150 days?
Yes.
Well, actually, that's the thing. No, realistically, no, I would have never thought that. But okay. That was the promises made that were not kept, Jim. Trump told us that on day one, we're going to have more of this, we're going to have more of that, more money in your pocket, lower groceries.
We do have lower price of groceries, and people are saving money on gas, which puts more money in their pocket. Look, I'm not saying you're wrong here, Joe, but what I'm saying is to say this within 150 days, just in my view, just isn't fair. Like next week, we will see what comes through with the Doge cuts and those bills that are going to be introduced. I agree that this is taking too long to introduce those bills, but I'm not in Congress, right? And they elected Johnny Ushesky. Who's, I guess he's practicing for the congressional baseball game the last time I saw his Facebook post. So if I was there, I would be pushing for this, Joe.
Kim, I don't know why you would push for this bill. And it's the main reason why I don't think you should push for this bill. It's because the part of it that...
I was referring to pushing for the Doge cuts. I wasn't referring to pushing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Understood.
It's okay. That's all right.
At the same time, Kim, it's not my expectation that they can do this in 100 days.
Okay.
I never said that. It's Trump that said that. Trump stood on stage at every single rally and told us what he was going to do and how quickly he was going to do it. He just like he talked about Ukraine and Russia, just like he talked about Gaza and Israel. All of those things are still going on. In fact,
there's movement there.
Intensifying.
There is movement there. And sometimes with some of these fights, I mean, you know this, Joe. I know you're not dumb. Sometimes it's going to get a little worse before it gets better. But there is movement. I could say for the last 4 years, there hasn't been any movement on any of these things. So I do believe that the country's going in the right direction. And I will say, we shared the CNN poll yesterday where more voters both on both sides of the aisle believe that Trump and Republicans are going to get these things handled much better than any Democrat.
Well, speaking on the war real quick,
okay.
The war in Russia and the Russia-Ukraine war has intensified over these past couple weeks. And he's realizing now that he over-influenced with Putin, just like he overplayed his influence with these tariffs. They're not turning out exactly how he wanted them to, even though he said, I would have it done before I was in office. That's what he said. right? So it's not me saying that, oh, you know, he couldn't do this quickly. He said he was going to do it. And now it's blowing up into his face.
Well, Joe, we'll continue to watch. I will say you were complaining about the market, you know, the first, I think it was 50 days. Now the market's looking better. So it's like, let's just wait and see. I'm going to go ahead. I got to go to break here, but I appreciate you calling in. Thank you very much. We'll continue this conversation when we get back. Real quick, imagine losing the ability to hear someone say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp, your favorite song, conversation with an old friend, or even Kim Klasick Live? Look, losing your hearing takes a toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. Now, if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, and I really, truly hope it doesn't, but if it does, I need you to call Audiology Associates. Their number is 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach for each patient's treatment plan, and they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is a trusted name in Maryland, and they have been for over 44 years. And for your convenience, they have offices throughout the Baltimore metro area. So all you have to do is call 410-944-3100, or you can go online at aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The idea that the European Union charges us a 10% tax on every automobile that is American made that is sold in the European Union countries, and add to that a 20% VAT tax, value added tax, national sales tax. Well, that's 30% above sticker price. And that's why they're selling 10 cars, foreign cars in America, to every one car sold in America. And Donald Trump was able to garner the world's attention. And then we saw the deal with Great Britain. We saw the deal with China, although apparently China is violating aspects of that deal that has to be renegotiated. We expect deals with India. I expect a deal eventually with the European Union.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, crime continues to go up. Violence is happening in small towns and big cities all around the country. That means that you need something on you at all times. Now, Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A, they want you to conceal everywhere you go, and that's why they made their brand new compact launcher, touted as the world's smallest, less lethal pistol launcher. Now, it's the same size as a smartphone with the firepower that you will need to stop an attacker right in their tracks. Now, it's equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammunition. It's designed to incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. Now, the compact launcher is perfect for women that want protection but don't want to carry a firearm. And if you're traveling this summer, well, Byrna is legal in all 50 states. Byrna requires no background check. It can be shipped directly to your door. And Byrna is proudly American. Each unit hand-assembled in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Go to Byrna, BYRNA.com today. Or try, before you buy, find a Byrna dealer partner near you. That's BYRNA.com.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right, we're going to wrap up this conversation about the big, beautiful bill and Doge cuts. We got some local news stories to get into. Some of them sick, absolutely sick. Teenagers, man, today, I tell you what, some of the things that they're doing on these streets today, unbelievable. Unbelievable. You don't usually see stuff like this from kids. Well, anyways, we'll get into that in the next hour. Real quick, don't forget, WCBM.com has a poll question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. If you go to Ocean City, and you usually do for the summer, for whatever, if you live in the Eastern Shore, got to ask this question. Is it a good idea to ban beach tents in Ocean City? That's right. That's the discussion. They're going to ban beach tents in Ocean City. Is that a good idea? Now, I have to be honest with you. I'm not one to, you know, hang out on the sand. If you notice on my Instagram, I'll be on the boat. I don't usually go inshore. You know, I like to anchor out. But you might like to be on the beach in a tent. Let me know how you feel about this at WCBM.com. We'll get into those polling results in the next hour. I've got right now William and Carney. William, you wanted to weigh in on the big, beautiful bill?
Yes. Thank you, Jim, for letting me on. Yes, I'm a poor white boy, but I look at Trump like this. We put him in here to do something. He's a businessman. I agree with Scott, what he was saying. And how long has Trump been in office? What, 5.5 months, going on 6?
Yeah, not even, yeah.
Right. So all these things he's doing and rotating and trying to make things happen, then he said to the Senate, you make the cuts and figure this out in the best way. Didn't he say that before?
Yep.
So everybody's complaining. He gets more work done in one day than Joe Biden in a week. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And that's what I said, too. It's like, look, if anybody was going to get this done, it's President Trump. Right. So people just have to be patient.
But if we didn't have Trump in here, this wouldn't be happening because the politicians wouldn't do it anyways. I mean,
yeah.
And then you got Fowler. Look at the Republicans. You got a split Republican Party. And look at Mitch McConnell, all them years he was in there, how he ran the Republican people down.
Yeah.
And had them train. Mitch McConnell reminded me of that. What was that racehorse? What was it, Black Beauty or something at the time? They always kept the horse behind so she wouldn't move it forward. Now Trump is moving these people forward.
Yeah.
Don't be failures and don't quit.
Yeah. Well, William, I agree with you. I got to take a break here, but I agree with you. I hope you have a great week. You know, we do have somebody that's actually on the job that wants to do the job. And we're going to have to be patient. Trump is the man for the job, for sure. I'll read some of your text messages when we get back. Also, go to WCBM.com. Take part in the poll today. We got so much more to discuss.
Is your wear and carry permit about to expire?